How do you guys like your steaks? Who likes them rare? Is there anyone who's like 2 minutes on one side, 2 minutes on the other? We got a few of those. Who likes them like medium rare? Few, yeah, okay. Anyone medium? We got a few mediums. Okay, is there anyone like well done to like hard as brick? So my father, growing up, I didn't know there was such things as medium well or rare. When my dad grilled, everything was well done. Everything. There was no juiciness left in steaks. Kind of burned, a little crispy. Charcoal. Sometimes. Charcoal, coal, ash, dirt. Things don't get more than dirt or ash. When something's burned and it's burned to ash, what do you got? How further are you gonna go? You really can't go much further. Or when something decomposes, once when it gets to dirt, what does it do? It's dirt then. We live a life far removed from thinking about this. But you and I are walking and talking dirt. And the image and likeness of God. So dirt with a purpose. Dirt with image. Dirt with the ability to love, to think, to have rationality, to walk, to talk. And eventually one day, the grave is going to take us back. One day the grave is going to take us back, but this is the greatest part. Through the eyes of faith, through God coming to save us. First off, God's not a tyrant, as much as we accuse him of that. He's not a tyrant. He's trying to save you and I from sin, death, Satan, and hell. And he sent his son Jesus for that to happen. Today, Jesus is proposing a way, and where we get our 40 days from. He's proposing a way in which to actually allow this divine life to be inside of me, to be inside of you, quite frankly. Because once when the heart stops and the breath stops, I'm dead. Unless I have a relationship with somebody, something, some being that is beyond the grave, who has conquered the grave. And Jesus is that. Lord, Redeemer, Savior, Friend. So that you and I can have abundant life. But it necessitates some self-restraint. It necessitates me trying in my life with God's grace to remove a selfless or selfishness into a selflessness. To not think about me and what I and right? It's kind of funny that we call it an iPhone. Like, how egotistical is that? An iPhone. It's my phone. It's iPhone. This ability that we have in self-deception of like saying life, nope, it's only about me because obviously I conquered death and I'm not scared of it. Jesus is the only one that did that, not me, not you. So Jesus gives us this 40 days to allow our hearts every year to be open to God's grace more and more in my life through self-restraint. And to be able to give ourselves. So what's the first thing? To alms, to give yourself. Alms, because we live in America and we associate so much of our life with money, our life is so much more than money, but we associate a lot of it with money. I get paid, I get enslaved to this whatever amount of money, and I work, and it's great, and I'm a, you know, whatever. It's great. Giving alms, we associate it with money, but that's because we associate our identity with money a lot. So if I give you money, that means I'm giving you my time, my energy, my effort, which is a great way of phrasing it. But your money is not you. If we look at almsgiving and say, how do I give myself away to others? If that's what almsgiving is, almsgiving spreads. How do you give yourself away? Writing a love letter to your parents, to your grandma and grandpa, to your teacher in high school that had a huge influence in you. Allowing people to know that you love them before they're dead. And it's more important, some sets, to write it down versus just to say it. Because then they can go back to it when they're having a rough day and need to be reminded of your love that you have for them. That is an offering of the gift of you. It is not an offering I can do. I can't even do it on your behalf. An almsgiving, a giving of self, a giving of time. I'm going to commit to this person and we're going to grab coffee and we're going to walk together. A giving of self, alms. To not know what your right hand or your left is doing. Fasting. All right, everyone, pull out your phones. This is going to be the only time. No, kidding. Pull out your phones. Come on, get your phone out. Fasting. It's one thing to fast from food and water, and that's kind of traditional. But now in this generation, food and water is great. This is where the challenge comes in. If you have an iPhone, this is a 40-day challenge. I don't know if I'm going to last it, but we're going to do it. Go into your settings. Go into accessibilities. I'm serious. Do this right now. Go to accessibilities in settings and hit display and text size. And then scroll all the way to the bottom and it says color filter. And I want you to hit color filter. And I want you to hit, flip that color filter on. And the default setting is grayscale. If you want to be free of doom scrolling for 40 days, keep it on grayscale. Back out of it and go to like TikTok or Instagram and see how dull life looks. And then bring yourself into this room and how colorful it is. See, this is the thing we don't realize. So that's it right there, right? The thing we don't realize is as we live more and more on social media, the real world doesn't stand a chance. Because we modified that to be so much what we prefer. So fasting, being away from technology, having the self-restraint to manage our time, to open up other time for prayer. Prayer is not a nice thought. Prayer is not, Prayer is not a way of saying, oh, I wonder where my spiritual life is with God, what my relationship with God is. If you are not praying, you do not have a relationship with God. Because prayer is your relationship with God. Prayer is your relationship with God. So what does it look like in order for me to carve out time, fortify it, to be with the one who is creating me in existence now? Lastly, repent and believe in the gospel. Everyone's invited to come forward and be signed with a cross on the forehead. Repenting. What do I have to repent from? Things that I've done to offend God. My selfishness. What do I move into? Which some of us are really good at. We're really good at repenting. Believing in the gospel. Believing in the joy of the gospel. Stepping out in faith. I don't have to go back to my vomit. I don't have to go back to what I repented from. I can live this new life and turn to the Lord when I'm feeling anxious, stressed, alone, tired, hungry, lonely. Repenting, metanoia, is to turn, literally turn, from being over there to walking over here. My story is turning from here and then turning right back. Jesus gives us the other option. It's to also believe. Believe that I am a beloved son or a beloved daughter of God. Believing in the gospel message. To walk away from something in order to indefinitely walk towards something. To walk away from death and sin and to walk into life. Abundant life. And then this measly ashes that I am becomes something. For all of eternity. Because you and I are created in the image and likeness of God. During Lent, it's for you and I to get back to that image and likeness of God with the help of the Lord's grace.